We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 6:21. Dave Lee here in the morning news. Temperature at 30, overcast, and believe it or not, a winter weather advisory is starting later tonight. Michael will have more on that with his weather on WCC on just a little while. Margaret Brennan is a host of CBS's Face the Nation. Good enough to join us. She's back to work, as many of you know. And Margaret, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, the news did not stop for me to have this baby, so I am back at it.
It did not. Although, how is that baby, and how is it now that you're back to work?
Oh, you know, I think every mom has to figure out how to juggle this, the logistics of having a family. But you know what? He's beautiful. He's great. My husband's great and pitching in big time. So it's working for now.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's great to have you back. I watched you last Sunday, as many people did. A couple of things, and one of the things breaking this morning, Margaret, and maybe I can ask you to explain what in the world's going on. For some reason, WikiLeaks is dominating the news this morning.
This is such a strange story. You know, many people may remember Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, this website that publishes secret, sometimes classified, but certainly private information. And the U.S. government for years, from the Obama administration through Trump administration, has been looking at how to whether they can be stopped and whether there is a legal case to be made here. And in this extraordinary filing that apparently was accidental, it looks like what the Justice Department had been working on in terms of prosecution was made public, that they will be bringing a case, the Trump administration, against Julian Assange, who, if you remember, has sought haven in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's been hiding out there, which is why law enforcement hasn't been able to get hold of him. But this all brings us back to the connection with the Mueller probe as well, because it was through WikiLeaks that some of these emails from Hillary Clinton from her private server were made public. And before that, going back to 2010, it's how U.S. military secrets and diplomatic secrets were made public.
Well, I have so many things to ask you about. The other one I wanted to ask you about, and of course we'll hear more about that story today and I'm sure this weekend on Face the Nation. Also, Nancy Pelosi, does she have the support to be speaker, and exactly what's happening there?
She says she's confident. She's got the votes. Certainly when I spoke to her last week, she was repeating that line very strongly, saying, you know, who's going to run? Because it is at this point, it's more than a whisper campaign, but you don't have anyone officially declaring that they're going to run in opposition to Nancy Pelosi to become the Speaker of the House, as the Democrats have that majority in the new Congress. There are a lot of names, Marsha Fudge, a congresswoman, others who have said that they need a new face for Democratic leadership, because this election was so resounding in saying that change, or at least a very different looking Congress, is what many Americans want. You've got a record number of women. You've got more diversity than in the past. But Nancy Pelosi is a very experienced legislator, and she says at this time that's what you need more than anything else.
Yeah, nice interview, by the way, with her.
Thank you.
Let me ask you today as well. People are waking up this morning, Margaret, warning about the Florida Senate election. This thing just continues to have these bizarre twists and turns.
It does. Florida really just holds the American electoral system hostage every few years, and that's what we're seeing right now. You do have some so-called progress here. This hand recount that is the next step in trying to sort out what's happening in the Senate race, it looks like we should get some kind of conclusion on that, or at least word from them next week. And that would help determine whether this very narrow divide between Rick Scott, the current governor who's running for Senate as a Republican, and the current Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, just who's winning. Rick Scott is a very close supporter of the president. The president has been saying this is electoral fraud. He's been claiming this is a Democratic conspiracy, but so far at Florida, law enforcement, their systems have not proven or presented any evidence of that. It just simply looks, from their perspective, like problems, incompetence, other issues. So in Washington, it's led to calls for maybe upgrading more election infrastructure, but at a minimum, it's really keeping Republicans very focused on Florida because they're trying to keep that razor-thin majority on the Senate side because they lost it on the House side.
Margaret, anything new out of the Georgia governor race?
Not that I have been seeing at this point. Maybe you've seen some headlines. I haven't so
no,
far
I haven't.
This morning.
I just...
No, it looks like, that's another controversial one that leads to a lot of conversations about whether Brian Kemp really should be weighing in on how that election is counted and carried out, given that he is also a candidate in a tight race there. We'll talk about some of that with also some of those who have won clear elections. Dan Crenshaw, you may remember, the vet who sort of came to fame in the past week or so because of that Saturday Night Live episode. He's going to be my guest on Sunday, the representative-elect, along with a few other members of the freshman class, so to speak. And this is a freshman class of Congress people who look more diverse and more like America than any class ever before. We've got Deb Haaland as well of New Mexico, who is Native American. We've got a number of women, 100 women elected, more than we have ever seen. So that's a record number, but still not reflective of how many women there are out there in America. We are still not represented percentage-wise to reflect the numbers that we have, but it is a change, and we'll see what that results in when it comes to legislation.
Well, I'll look forward to watching you Sunday. I always have you working out, watching the show, so it should be really good, and I look forward to these fresh faces to see what kind of things they're saying. Margaret, have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you Sunday here on Channel 4.
You too.
Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation. WCCO time is 6:28. We're going to check that traffic and weather. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.